to Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association, the award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Hey! Get up. Hey! Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Come on, showtime, baby.
Play the ball.
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Oh.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh on a Tuesday. Ron Wolf in the news today, all over your TV sets, all over your radio stations, from an interview that he did on this very show, the Wendy's Big Show, yesterday afternoon. If you missed it, go to BigShowNetwork.com, BigShowNetwork.com, to hear that and hear any of the other Wendy's Big Shows that you may have missed along the ways. Follow us on Twitter at Big Show Network, and of course, on Facebook, Facebook.com/TheBigShowNetwork. Make sure to check all of that out and be a part of this fun show that we do each and every day, Monday through Friday, on this very radio station that you're listening to. Okay, so Joy Taylor is a co-host with Colin Cowherd on the Herd TV and radio show that he does for FS1. And yesterday, Dan Plucker, our executive producer, did a fabulous job of quoting different things that Ron Wolf was saying while he was on the air with the Wendy's Big Show and tweeting them out from his personal account. And then we retweet them from the Big Show Network account and so forth. And some of the national media picked up on some of the quotes and were reacting to it throughout the day and night yesterday. One of the quotes that was reacted to was one by Joy Taylor, and it involves Ron Wolf. And his response to me and my concern was that the NFL appears to be going the way of the NBA, where LeBron James gets his way wherever he goes. James Harden got his way out of Houston and got his way to the Nets like he wanted to. And whether or not there was concern of maybe that was the way the NFL was heading now with what's going on with Aaron Rodgers.
You know, that sounds good, but I never thought that anybody comes to a football game to watch an individual player. They come to a pro football game to root for their team, I always felt. And, you know, I don't know enough about basketball to comment on that. But just what I do now that I'm retired and living in Florida, we have minor league baseball, Major League Baseball down here. And we have the Cardinals and the Marlins where I live. And down the road, we got the Mets and the Nationals and the Astros. And the interesting thing to me is, those people come to see the team. They don't come to see individual players. Now, is that true in professional football?
Well, the Brett Favre situation, as we lived through that, I mean, we had people completely off the Packers bandwagon buying Vikings Favre jerseys, buying Brett Favre jerseys. It divided Packer Nation in half, to the point where Gary Leroy and I could not believe what we were watching.
That may be, but Lambeau Field was still full.
Oh, sure. Well, yeah, I mean, you're waiting. This is forever long. Okay, so there is Ron Wolf's take. Joy Taylor from the Colin Cowherd Church said, "This is why I'm 100% on Aaron Rodgers' side. Perfect example of why all players should do exactly what they want whenever they want. These organizations are about their money, period. So be about yours and what makes you happy," is what Joy Taylor said. To which Doug Gottlieb, who hosts the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio and is a studio analyst, former college basketball player, then he tweeted back an hour after she tweeted at him, said, "Dear at Joy Taylor Talks, it is called a contract. You have one, I have one. We can't, quote, do whatever we want, end quote. Love, Favre. Might be my all-time favorite quarterback, but he threatened to walk three straight years, finally did, and they had Aaron. Aaron is under contract." That is Doug Gottlieb responding back to Joy Taylor. "Do you agree with Joy Taylor's tweet on being on Aaron Rodgers' side. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, let's hear from you, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. Buy a car from the comfort of your own couch. Get your trade-in assessed right there online. Dealerships in Wisconsin and Iowa, it is the way to go. Leroy, do you agree with Joy Taylor's tweet about being on Rodgers' side?
I think there's a lot of truth to that, but I think if you look at the context of where she come from, her brother being Jason Taylor, Hall of Fame defensive end for the Dolphins, I understand exactly what she's saying. I mean, because how many times we hear that, you know, the owners or the teams look out for themselves. They really do. They look out for themselves. They make a lot of money, and then everybody else have to, you know, but no one's going to feel sorry for the quarterback. But I think she's also saying that, you know, if you got a contract for 3 years, they cut players all the time with 3 and 4 years left on their deal. And they get a signing bonus or whatever guarantee. They cut guys all the time. So when a guy knows his worth in that contract, we've seen guys restructure contracts all the time. When a team calls you up and say, you know what, take a pay cut or we're going to release you. I think fans sometimes forget about that. So what's wrong with the player having a little bit of power and saying, you know, and we really don't know what Aaron is saying because he hasn't spoken yet, but, you know, knowing his worth, hey, man, listen, I'm the franchise. You know, I want to do things. I thought we were going to do things a certain way, and y'all changed a little bit. You know, the communication broke down. So the players have to understand they're a brand as well. Ultimately, though, the brand is the G, and then within that G brand, you have Aaron Rodgers. Because Aaron Rodgers can't make over $280 million without the G. But what's wrong with him knowing what he's worth? So I would agree with her. Most players, and I think the union teaches guys that too. You got to know what you're all about. So when you leave this game, you'll have something. How many guys wish they had maybe renegotiated and didn't? Or how many times a team cut a guy, man, you know, I was going to make that. And I'm gonna tell you when it comes up. In March every year, they release guys because they were supposed to play that roster bonus. They don't want to pay it, so they release them. Now that guy got to go back, and now it's competition with all the other free agents to try to find a job. So when you're at the height of your career, the top, the premium at the top, MVP, you would think it's a partnership. It is a partnership. And you got to be truthful with each other. So I know exactly where she's coming from, and I don't have a problem with her saying it. And I don't really have a problem either way, because you may agree with both sides, to be honest with you. But I think the players need to know what she's saying. Why you got, you better get your money. Otherwise, you're going to be like 50, 60 years old. Man, when I was all pro, I wish I'd have got a little bit more. You know,
you think he needs more? You think if you're 60, yeah, Aaron Rodgers is going to be going, boy, I wish I got more.
I'm
broke now.
What all rich people want, Steve? Well, we're not rich. We don't know.
I'm broke now, relying on my NFL pension. Aaron Rodgers, that guy?
People want more money.
And to me, those things don't apply to Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if you want to look up his last contract, Steve.
Oh, he's the highest paid.
He got all the money he could get up front.
Plus all of his endorsement money that he's made.
Well, don't talk about endorsement.
Yeah, leave that
out. Let's just talk about
on the field.
Because that's what she's talking about, them getting him
on the field.
Well, I understand. He's got, that doesn't apply. Now, that may apply to, let's say, Shandon Sullivan.
Yeah, practice, or
maybe even Aaron Jones. He's not at the level of Aaron Rodgers.
Well, he still got a piece of change. But Shandon Sullivan would be the example that I would love to use. For the case that Leroy's talking about, because he didn't have $20 million they gave him up front money. So if they let him go, his sign of bones might have been about $10,000.
Right,
that's gonna hurt him.
Yeah,
Rodgers to me, what this is turning into is not about money. Feel like because he already said thanks, no thanks. Allegedly. According to, we're going to make you the highest paid quarterback in the league. He said, I don't need the money. So money don't apply. So what George Taylor is talking about, money does not apply to Aaron Rodgers. That's why LeRoy say know what you're worth.
Yes.
Well, your worth, Rodgers, is worth more than what Shannon Sullivan worth is. Mm-hmm. But you got to know where you stand in the pecking order, because you might just lose your job. You stepping in, you think you're
right.
Aaron Rodgers. So for me, Steve, it doesn't hold water with what George Taylor said regarding Rodgers. But to some players, I don't know if I'm on the fence here, but to some players, to a certain degree, it does.
The Green Tag event is on in Mid-State Equipment, your local John Deere dealers. Save $300 on your new John Deere X330 or X350 lawn tracker, plus get 0% interest for 12 months. Get a premium machine at an attractive price, a smooth ride, and a deck that delivers a better cut quality. Make sure your job is easier with a new lawnmower from Mid-State Equipment. And it is getting to that time now that we're starting to finally get some rain and stuff. That grass is going to be growing quick, and you're going to want to have the right lawnmower, folks. Offer ends June 1st. Prices and model availability may vary. Some restrictions may apply. Go to MidStateEquipment.com. That's MidStateEquipment.com for details. The question on the table, do you agree with Joy Taylor's tweet on why she's on Aaron Rodgers' side in this little spat with the Green Bay Packers? Dial it up, the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network. Now, back to the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler, on the Big Show Radio Network.
Raise a glass to the next great flavor from Wendy's, the Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Topped with crispy onions and applewood smoked bacon and smothered in their new Bourbon Bacon Sauce, the Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger is handcrafted with the finest ingredients to bring you the smoothest, boldest flavor possible. Complex yet approachable. This is a bourbon masterpiece that you eat. Hurry into Wendy's and try one today. We had them yesterday here on the Wendy's Big Show, and that sauce is that bourbon bacon sauce is so sweet and so good. And Gary, you were saying how much you love those onions, those crispy onions,
Steve,
on a burger.
I know we're promoting that bourbon bacon burger,
yeah,
and it is delicious to die for. Now, I forgot because I took a salad home last night.
Okay,
I think it was the red pepper or pepper popper salad or whatever, and it had the chick. Oh my goodness. I know we don't talk about salad a lot at Wendy's, but that salad was on, and you know, it's not a small one. It was a big, that salad last night was my dinner. It had like peppers in it, had chicken in it. It was absolutely incredible. You know, for a guy like me, I eat a little bit of everything.
So you had I'm trying to think which one you had, the jalapeno popper chicken salad?
Jalapeno popper chicken salad.
Yeah, we've promoted that one.
That's what I had.
Yeah, we were promoting that.
Good Lord almighty. That thing, and I had the bourbon, what was it done?
The bourbon bacon cheeseburger.
I ate that for lunch. I ate that in studio. Then I went home, I had a salad for lunch. Unbelievable. Yeah. Big salad.
Yeah, get you some prune juice.
Love it. No, well, that's what the salad does. Yeah, that's what the...
Oh, for you?
Ruffage, yeah. Wendy's, yeah. So, guys, don't sleep on the Wendy's salad.
Well, Definitely eat it.
Is that a Yeti? Did he drink it out of, Steve? Because you know he likes knockoff.
Is that a Yeti? That's my wife's.
Turn it around. Let's see.
Is that a Yeti?
Is that a Yeti?
Yeah, it is a Yeti. That's a knockoff?
Yes, my wife.
Is that a knockoff?
No, that's brand name.
It was mine. It would be saying SETI.
Yeah.
It was, but I don't care what it says. Just stay warm.
Yeah. Gary Ellison, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer with you.
My wife got brand. I'm generic.
Do you agree with the Joy Taylor tweet on being on Aaron Rodgers' side? Now, again, this is Ron Wolf talking about, we had issues with Brett Favre, and maybe the fans were split on Brett Favre, but the stadium was still full. And Joy Taylor said, this is why I'm 100% on Aaron Rodgers' side. Perfect example of why all players should do exactly what they want whenever they want. These organizations are about their money, period, so be about yours and what makes you happy. And, of course, she is with Colin Cowherd on The Cowherd Show. And we've been asking, kind of whose side are you on? You can jump in as well. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 8648. Yeah, got some
Carson
tweets.
Wentz, we're going to get rid of you. Jared Goff, we're going to get rid of you. You better, all right. They can get rid of you.
Carson
man.
Wentz was a guy, though, that did not want to be in Philadelphia, Gary.
No.
And Philadelphia did cave and did trade Carson Wentz.
Trade.
So there is that
both
precedent.
Guys win.
Set.
I mean, if you can agree to it. But Jared Goff, I think they pulled the rug from under him, went to a Super Bowl. The coach treated the guy bad, yelling out, screaming
but
out.
All these.
That don't work for everybody.
These cases that we're talking about, but they're all different from Rodgers, right?
Because that's because you don't like Rodgers.
Well,
though.
No. Well, that's because he's an MVP, right? Coming off MVP season. Team went to the NFC Championship game. That's not like all these other cats. Wentz, Goff, who's the other guy? Carson Palmer.
Yeah,
all that is.
But it's quarterbacks, though. They're divas. We also
I understand
about that,
but all those are not the same. And Rodgers, maybe he is asking for more money, but I don't even think that is about money. He got money.
Well, they offered it
to him. He turned down money.
Allegedly.
All that's not the same to me.
Pierre tweets at Big Show Network, I have no problem with Rodgers. We're getting control of his future. It's business. Now, with that being said, I definitely wouldn't want to work or be friends with someone that does exactly what they want whenever they want.
It's a little narcissistic. I mean, but I've been around people that look arrogant. I mean, I don't have a problem with it.
All right. Blue tweets at Big Show Network. Joy is welcomed an opinion like everyone else.
Absolutely.
She wants to play a finger fiddle for a guy who makes 25% of his team's payroll. So be it. By her rationale, contracts are nearly meaningless, and so is the collective bargaining agreement. Boo-hoo. Owners make a ton of money. So do these athletes. And to Ron Wolf's point, I'll be tuned in long after Rodgers is gone. If Rodgers wants to be a quarterback-GM hybrid, he should have written that into the extension he signed.
That's what Tony said.
In capital letters.
But let's clean that up and unpack it. He doesn't want to be the GM. I think what he wants is the grown men part of it, the player, we looked it up, the pro player personnel guy, not the draft picks. He doesn't want to pick Stokes, although he would have loved a receiver last year. We all would have, or a defensive middle linebacker. But I would think if you're going to bring in Will Fuller, when they didn't, I don't mind you asking me what I think about it. Matter of fact, I'll go up to your office and tell you what I think about it. Hey, man, I heard some rumors. Y'all thinking about getting AB? Y'all thinking about getting this? Oh, yeah. And that way everybody's on the same page because you really do. Well, quarterbacks is different. They think it's a partnership. They don't look at it as a business. And they think these quarterbacks, when they sign these five like Dak Prescott, he think he'll sign he'll get every ounce of that money every year. But for some reason it don't work out in 2 years, they can trade him, get rid of him, or they can cut you. But I think Garrett had a great point with Sullivan, who I like, by the way. You know, he's on a one-year deal. Robert Tonyan, one-year deal. If these guys work out, great. But if for some reason they don't work out, let's just cut them, and you have to find somebody else. So that's just the nature of the business. But know what you're worth. And also know who you are, too.
Right.
Yeah, you can't just walk up in there and say, hey, hold
it. Thank you, Aaron Rodgers.
But if you want to do that and you bet on yourself, go ahead. Start your own podcast. I'll even come on your show for you. I mean, whatever. I like when people start their own thing. But Aaron needs to say something. But the first thing I would ask him, though, Steve, would be, is that true about Jake Kummerow?
It really bothers you.
That's the only thing I want to know.
Well, he just won't let that go.
Because Leroy knows.
I just want to know.
He knows.
I think that's just a rumor.
You hope that it's a rumor.
It is. That is a rumor. Some of this stuff is not true. Can we agree on that?
I'll just tell you this. We'll welcome you with open arms when he says it is true. You welcome with open arms to our side. We'll welcome open
arms. If he says true, then, you know.
Then what?
Go ahead. Little side eye.
Oh, side eye to 12?
Yeah, little side
okay.
He's never going to admit that.
Roger and Cudahy, hey, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary and Leroy.
Hello, guys.
Hi. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Roger,
feeling,
long
Roger?
Time no hear from, buddy.
Pardon me?
Long time no hear from.
Oh, I've been listening, though.
Thank you.
I've been out of town a little bit.
Okay.
I don't want to speak for anyone, but the people that say players should do what they want, when they want, are they including not honoring a contract? I mean, I am assume when Rodgers signed the contract, he was doing what he wanted, when he wanted. And are they saying, or are they just forgetting about the contract? Are they saying players should not honor their contract if they feel it's unjust? Or are they just not thinking about that?
No, they're saying, well, geez. Well,
sometimes guys outplay their contract.
It's sorry about the fact that, yeah, maybe you signed your contract, but if you feel like you're worth more, then you have the right to demand more and have them redo your contract, even though you're still in your contract.
Absolutely.
I mean, if everyone felt that way, shouldn't we just go to one-year contracts?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No,
absolutely.
Roger.
That's exactly
Thanks
correct.
For a phone call.
Yes.
No, we should go to guaranteed contracts. Then you don't have this problem.
You don't
have locked in.
You signed that amount.
You don't see NBA doing that because they got a guarantee. Or baseball. Tatis, he getting $314 million. He's not going to go ask for four. Because it's all guaranteed.
But you could do this in baseball.
You could.
We were just talking about this earlier when we had John Heyman on.
Yeah.
We looked up Ohtani's numbers with the Angels.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's making $3 million this year.
It ain't nothing.
$5.5 million next year. Yeah. Then he's got a year of Arby. Then he goes to free agency. Mm-hmm. He's worth more than $3 million a year right now.
You got to do like we did to Yelich. Just go and treat the guy right. Just pay him what he's worth. And Yelich signed a deal. I think he could have got more. But I was happy for Yelich. He got, 3 years left on his deal? And they went to him and said, hey, man, listen, sign this $200-some million for extra.
But Yelich never threatened to hold out.
No,
Braun
we don't
signed
know.
His
it
deal.
Never
there was never a threat
of
a holdout with Braun. Fielder turned down the deal. Him and Scott Boras said, we'll get more.
Well,
we'll play it out. Right?
And
you look at Ohtani. If Ohtani does what Ohtani is on pace to do, which is lead the league in homers, be one of the best pitchers in baseball.
For his team.
And he's got $5.5 million on the books next year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, if this is Rodgers, he's holding out.
Yes.
Pay me or I'm not coming.
But you said if he can stay healthy, because Ohtani may get hurt a lot. If he's healthy, I don't mind him going back in and say, guys, you know I'm worth more. Work with me. I mean, what's wrong with him knowing his worth?
Because you and I talked about in the break, and what did you say? He's going to make like $500 million.
He should. He's worth it. If he keeps this up, he should go in and ask for that. They're going to probably say no.
Of course not.
But he can ask. I mean, or you just play it out and leave. Just play it out.
Right.
What, 2024?
2024.
That's still good money. Then I'm gone. Y'all can't give me enough.
He is
I'm
age
gone.
29 year, I want to say.
Oh, he still be young guy.
Right. Yeah. Still wouldn't have hit 30 at that point. Still would be considered in his prime by baseball standards, I believe, if he were to cash in.
All quarterbacks are divas. I think most of the players are too, because it's a privileged life. You can do all this kind of stuff. But quarterbacks, we're okay with these guys making $200-300 million. There's only one guy on these teams making these kind of money. But now, you know, a team should work with the players to make sure this kind of stuff don't get, you know. And I think Gary asked Wolf a great question. Could they have like 50,000 coaches? Have one or two guys to reach out to this agent and him to make sure everything is fine.
I want to have another conversation after the break.
Let's do that.
I want to talk with both of you from the players' union side of things as this is playing out now in the league. So you see your quarterback, Russell Wilson, complaining he wants out. You see Deshaun Watson, same. You see Rodgers, the same. You see Carson Wentz, the same. As far as how the players' union is going to handle this, because at some point here, the owners are going to get fed up with all of this nonsense of guys in the middle of contracts refusing to play, not wanting to show up, and wanting to stay in personnel matters and so forth. And then once the owners decide they've had enough, then the players' union is going to get dragged into this thing, and there's going to be some more than likely words said between the two. So I want to talk about how the players' union is maybe looking upon this Aaron Rodgers situation as far as if he were to get traded, whether or not if he were to hold out, whether or not if he were to retire and the Packers were to try to come after his money at that point, if he were to retire, now we're talking about, what, $99 million that they essentially could come after and get. Mm. So we'll do that coming up next. Still room for you. One more segment to get on your calls. Last segment, we always look ahead to the next day's show. Dial it up, the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Well,
Welcome in. It is the Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. For all of your plumbing needs, go to GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. When the Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small frosty. No purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after each Bucks win, so act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. All right, so I wanted to bring this up to Gary and Leroy. I brought it up before the break. I wanted to get your thoughts on this. So when you have players that are going to hold out and want to be traded or wanted to be released and so forth, and it's not the first time in NFL history we've had something like this happen. It's happened before, maybe at other different positions, or in the case of, you know, going back several years, Carson Palmer with the Bengals just wanted out, had nothing to do with money, just wanted out, refused to report. They eventually ended up trading him that October to the Raiders for a couple of picks after Andy Dalton played well, after Andy Dalton beat Wisconsin in that TCU game in the Rose Bowl, which we all will not forget anytime soon. So, Gary, if you're the Players Association, you're seeing the Carson Wentzes of the world not wanting to be in Philly, they trade him. Then you're seeing Deshaun Watson with his issues with Houston trading away DeAndre Hopkins and that and being frustrated there. Then you see Russell Wilson coming out and going after Seattle for not having offensive linemen to protect him and so forth and having his issues in Seattle. And now the Aaron Rodgers situation that's on the forefront here as well. How do you look at it, I guess, Gary, if you're the Players Association and J.C. Treader?
Well, we want player movement, right? We're all for that. I mean, a long time ago.
As players, you want player movement, you're saying?
Yeah, because a long time ago, that's the way they control the salary. So we want player movement. I mean, that's the only way we're going to bid it. Because we want bidding, right? We want teams to bid against one another in order to drive up our salaries and, you know, competing. We want to be wanted. I don't know what much the Players Association can do about guys not necessarily honoring their contract, because that's something they had negotiated. I think this more is on teams in the future. When they get back to the bargaining table, what will they do about it? Will they say, will they have some parameters coming in, Leroy, where they say, if you're signed a 4-year deal or a 5-year deal, then you got to honor it. If it's a 3-year deal, 2-year deal, maybe they put, or if you're capped at some sort of monetary figure, you got to honor it. Because right now, if it were to go like it's going and these guys are able to get out of their contract, it's going to have to deal with the teams more than the Players Association. I would assume that the Players Association is okay with what's going on right now with guys, like Leroy saying, guys betting on themselves, for one, because we had a lot of guys do that. Richie Sherman did his own contracts for mm-hmm. years, betting on himself.
And now he's watching currently.
In Rodgers' standpoint here, you look at him saying, you know, I want out. You guys haven't done anything for me. I want to move, allegedly. I think the Players Association are all for that.
I think...
because the owners right now have too much control.
Right. And I think when we talk about CBAs and so forth, if this becomes to be a trend and becomes to be more of a trend going forward here in the next several years, maybe you get to a point, Leroy, where it's, all right, if you sign a 5-year deal, 1 year before that deal is up, you could make, you know, your demand to restructure for an extension or whatever and have that negotiating window or whatever the case may be. But up until that 1 year out, then you're expected to be in camp, you're expected to play out your contract. 1 year out, then if you want to hold out or do whatever, that's fine. That's the negotiating window. If you want an extension, whatever the case may be. If they aren't able to grant you an extension, then they aren't allowed to put the franchise tag on you and you're allowed to go into free agency after you play that last year on the contract at that point. And I think if you're the players, you like that, getting away from that stupid franchise tag at that point. And I think if you're the owners, you like the idea of being able to sign that player to an extension inside a negotiating window, even if you have to overpay that player to stay and having the security of knowing that player is not going to get to free agency to get the money and offers from everybody else, and I can keep my player. I think maybe that's a happy medium of how you kind of fix this whole thing. But will both sides agree to that idea? I have no idea.
I think the thing, you have the agent kicks in now. As far as getting the escalators you want, because you can always do a short-term deal. Aaron Rodgers could have did like a two-year deal and do sort of like what
could have, yes.
Cousins did. Mm-hmm. Give me a three-year deal, all guaranteed.
And all the money.
You just keep doing like what Tom Brady did. Every 2 years, they just kept giving him money. Every couple of years, just giving him money. Mm-hmm. And then eventually, there's no playbook on how you get rid of or trade your Hall of Fame quarterback. Maybe it's a clause kick in. If one of these quarterbacks, you see this guy's putting up this number, you think he's a Hall of Famer, you know. But you would think that most of the guys would communicate with these guys because you don't want you want them to say, listen, I got 3 years left on my deal, but they still cut you. And then you want a player to say, man, I signed a three-year deal. I got to play all 3 years.
Why don't you honor that?
Yeah. And right. That's the agreement. That's the agreement right there. Let's be grown men about this. I signed you to a three-year deal. You're going to play that out. So you telling me it's guaranteed? Well, yes. That's what Kirk Cousins did. Remember, they put the franchise tag on him twice in Washington. He played it
and
out.
And then they couldn't after that, so he got to go.
Played it out, went to Minnesota, and made a bunch of money. But he got all the control because it's guaranteed.
And since got an extension.
So that's right. The playbook. If you really think you're going to get to that, that's the playbook. Sign a shorter year deal instead of these $5, $7, $8 million 8 year deals.
Right.
2 or 3 years. Bet on yourself.
Let's go to another Tony. This one's in Brookfield.
No, I don't believe it.
I don't know what he's picking. I swear to God, Leroy. Go ahead, Tony.
So my idea for you guys is this, all right? So if it's not about the money to Aaron, say, Aaron, hey, let's renegotiate the Tom Brady's contract. You tell me where you want me to spend the extra $15 million.
Right.
I'll bring in guys for $15 million for you.
So that's
the
thing.
Tell me what receivers you want. Tell me what you want. We'll negotiate you down to Tom Brady's level, and you can be on the same level as Tom.
But see, that's just it, Tony. And we've brought that up in the past couple of weeks, which is, okay, Aaron, I'll tell you what. You want control, fine. Give me the player or two players you want. Restructure your deal down $5, $10 million, or however much it's going to cost me to get Richard Sherman and whoever the wide receiver may be, and we'll get those two guys in here on your restructure. You could pick the players we use the money with.
I was just out in Denver. I can tell you what, from Wednesday last week through Sunday, and they're talking about him like, my God, you know, his girlfriend lives in Boulder, Colorado, refuses to come to the Midwest to see Aaron play. She thinks we're all a bunch of rubes here, and we're not the educated people of Denver, of course. So you know, this is what this is all about. This is why he wants to get to Vegas or Denver.
Who said that?
She don't want to come here.
Who said that?
Well, no, she does live in Boulder.
But
she lives in Boulder, Colorado. Yeah, That's not breaking.
Yeah, but she was just in Wisconsin.
She doesn't want to live here, come here. But that's not breaking news. She lives in Boulder. Everybody knew that.
I don't want to put that out there like she don't want to come here. That's the reason why he's not coming.
Right, no one knows that.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they said the same thing about Danica. They said the same thing about Olivia Munn.
Danica's a
here.
Midwest Chicago girl.
Well, right,
there was
but she can live anywhere she wants. They said the same thing about Olivia Munn.
Multiple houses when you're rich.
Yeah, exactly. When you're rich, it don't matter where you
are. Remember, he bought the $25 million house in Malibu.
Olivia Munn, I completely buy that one.
You can't buy her. What are you telling me?
No, I completely buy that she wouldn't want to live in Green Bay. Like, I would totally buy Olivia Munn not
Rodgers
want to live in Green Bay.
Rodgers don't want to live in Green Bay.
Hey, I'm from Florida. I live in Wisconsin. Wisconsin's nice.
How do you know that Rodgers doesn't want to live in Green Bay?
Rodgers retires, he ain't living in Green Bay.
No. Not from that aspect, but you don't have to live in Green Bay year-round.
He has to live in Green Bay during the season, obviously, but I'm just saying he doesn't want to live in Green Bay when he's done.
Yeah, but his girl only has to be there a few months.
Exactly.
And if she's
an
actress like Ridley is,
point,
she can
Steve.
Go and be wherever.
That's our point. That doesn't hold any water that she doesn't want to be here.
Right.
She only has to be here during the season.
And just even like the NBA. If she's got an acting job, she's still not here.
Thank you.
Like it really doesn't matter.
So all this girl stuff talking about she doesn't want to live here. Rodgers doesn't want to live here. Let's just get that straight.
Well, I mean, there are some former players that still live in Wisconsin.
Packer players?
Yeah, former Packer players.
Very few.
Agreed. But there are some.
Yeah, very few.
Right. There are some former Brewers players that still live here.
Very few.
I can only think of one former Buck, and Joel Prisbilla.
I don't know
of anybody other former Buck that still lives here. Well, McLaughlin, obviously, I guess. But other than that, I mean,
Wisconsin, great.
There's not much.
Good Young folks here, man.
Express, the company we talk about so much, is continuing to grow. It's like to be a part of a Christian-based, family-run company, a company that's been in business for over 30 years. How about a company that's been listed in Inc. magazine, was America's fastest-growing company, 7 out of 8 years. Right now, they're currently looking after their sales department. You've heard me talk about what a great company they are to work for. Now go and apply online. This is what Young Express is looking for. First and foremost, outside sales experience in the transportation industry is required. Now, if you fulfill that, let's move on to the rest. High degree of integrity, energetic, friendly personality, willing to prospect.
I got all that.
New business via phone, email, and social selling. Reliable transportation, willingness to travel within an assigned territory. Closing and follow-up skills are a must. What you can expect from Young Express is they bring you on 40-hour work week, salary plus commissions, bonuses, and contests. Book of business from day one. Crucial to anybody starting off in sales in any industry.
Nice.
Expense account with generous mileage reimbursement, health insurance, 401k with up to a 3% company match, and profit sharing. Plus, cell phone, tablet, and all sales and promotional materials provided to you by Young Express. Email your resume today to John Young, J-U-N-G at youngexpress.com or apply at youngexpress.com. That's J-U-N-G-Express.com. Young Express, success drives them. We'll look ahead to tomorrow's show and find out what Dan Plucker has planned for tomorrow. That's next.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network. Now, back to the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler, on the Big Show Radio Network.
Have you downloaded that Wendy's app yet? You got that store locator on there? I'll tell you where the nearest Wendy's is to you. Take you, click right on the, like, the map app attached to it, take you right to the nearest Wendy's. Not to mention the fact you can get delivery. You can get curbside pickup, order everything right there on your app, on the Wendy's app. Free to download. It really is a no-brainer. And, did I mention, you can earn points towards eventually earning free food and stuff like that, all by simply having the Wendy's app. You can use that Wendy's app and go through the drive-thru. Just scan your QR code so all the food you order in the drive-thru goes right to your points as well. It really is a no-brainer. Download that free Wendy's app today. You will be oh so happy that you did, and you'll be tweeting at Sparky Radio and thanking me later for doing so and suggesting so. All right, time now for your field and game conditions report for today's game between Milwaukee and Kansas City, brought to you by Midstate Equipment. You can count on them on the web at midstateequipment.com. Coming up tonight in Kansas City, there is no roof in Kansas City for the Royals. Looking about mid-70s, 40% chance of rain showers tonight about first pitch. So we'll see if they're able to get that game in tonight. And again, a quick two-game set here in Kansas City against the Royals. I expect the Brewers to win both games. I'll just be honest. I think they start to figure things out here. Coming off that 10-run performance on Sunday, we'll see if they can get any type of momentum now with this offense going forward. Speaking of momentum, let's talk about what's coming up on tomorrow's Wendy's Big Show with our executive producer, the guy who blew up this Ron Wolf interview all over social media. He is Dan Plucker.
Yeah, coming up in the first hour tomorrow, Marcus Eversole from The Fan in Green Bay will join us.
Good.
Yeah, he's on right after us, too, on the airwaves there.
Mark, a good guy.
So he will join us in the first hour of the show. And then in the second hour, Frank Madden, who is supposed to be on with us today, will join us tomorrow from Locked On Bucks, preview that Heat matchup and talk about Coach Budenholzer and all of those narratives that are going on with him and kind of recap this Bucks season that we saw.
Locked On Bucks podcast, great podcast. Him and Kane Pittman do a great job with that podcast. If you haven't checked out that Locked On Bucks podcast, obviously make sure to do that. If you have any interest whatsoever, Gary, in this play-in tournament to determine the 7th and 8th seeds in the playoffs for the NBA, Gary?
Well, a lot of guys like it. I don't.
Why?
I mean, I just... Well, I mean, I'm with LeBron. I mean, these guys are already playing a ton of games. Yep. Why we want to create? Well, because
more drama.
Right, they want to create.
You
more
answered
drama.
That.
But for players, I'm on the players' side. You're playing a ton of games. Now you're further pushing yourself, your body, to play extra games.
Got two games coming up tonight. Charlotte at Indiana. No Caris LeVert for the Pacers. That's a 5:30 tip. And then you've got Washington at Boston. Obviously, no Jaylen Brown. He's out for the year. And that's an 8 o'clock tip on TNT. Both games on TNT tonight.
If they wouldn't have had to play in game, they wouldn't have made the playoffs. They have a chance to. They'd be out, right?
Well, you'd have a 7-8 seed would still be in, but that 9-10 seed would not be.
Right.
They would be home. Correct.
Yeah. Yeah,
so you're allowing two more fan bases to have hope of still getting into the playoffs.
And I think that the teams at 9-10 don't want it. Now, this also keeps the teams from tanking as well.
Well, think about it. I mean, Washington right now is outside kind of looking in, and they've got a chance to get one of those spots because the Wizards, again, with Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook, are going to give you a chance in every single game. But Golden State Warriors with Steph Curry is going to give you a chance in every game. And that's tomorrow night. We'll get to that tomorrow with Mr. Laker over here, Leroy Butler.
Right.
But, yeah, Eastern Conference play and tournament starts
tonight. Have you seen Aaron Rodgers in any promos for the NFL? I haven't seen it. Because they've been promoting it.
What does that mean?
Because the schedule came out. They're kind of waiting to see what happened.
Has he been any commercials promoting the NFL?
You know, the schedule come out of time, then they use the top guys.
Right.
Mahomes and all these guys. We'll stay tuned for that.
Oh, you think he's retiring?
I haven't seen any. Maybe.
You breaking news here at the end of the show?
No, I don't know. I'm asking a question. I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either, no.
Normally, you see him all over the place last year.
All right, tomorrow, another edition of the Wendy's Big Show.
No
looking
Aaron
forward
Rodgers
to
talk
it.
Tomorrow.
And I want to know whether or not the Packers owe the NFL and its owners to not trade Aaron Rodgers. We'll talk about that tomorrow on the Wendy's Big Show. Toodles!
All right, talk to you later.